those coaches, whether it was in high school for you or as you witness in how they treat players in the pros, that build the sense of encouragement and what I call optimistic paranoia, that you're looking for not where you're screwing up, but focusing on the positive things so you play with that sort of unbridled confidence that is the mark of great players?
There's a huge difference, I believe, between playing in high school or college and how you approach guys in the pros, because the dynamics are different. This is your occupation. You're getting paid. In a lot of situations, you are, by the authority of your paycheck, you have more authority than the head coach does, and that's a lot different than it is in high school or college. For me, the coaches that have been the best, whether it's high school, college, or pro, are those guys that can get their entire team to buy into the idea that we are playing for something bigger than ourselves, that we are playing not just to prove our individual abilities, and not just to get the glorified statistics, not even really to just win a game, but that we collectively are trying to accomplish something bigger than all that. We are trying to play the game at a level that cannot be played other than having everybody commit themselves to making the sacrifices to play it in a certain way at a certain level. And if you can get guys to buy in that way, then it changes all the individual, hey, you didn't run my play, you didn't run this, you didn't run that. Hey, we're bigger than that. What we're shooting for is bigger than that. And it takes a little bit of special psychology and understanding and belief in himself for a coach to do that. But for me, the guys that are the very best are the ones that are capable of doing that.